From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. This is a call out to all the teachers, trainers and assessors amongst the amateur radio enthusiasts. As we've become aware, the regulator has issued a discussion paper on the future of training and assessment to obtain a licence to transmit on the amateur radio bands. If you've been noting the feedback from students and comments amongst the community, there is a level of disquiet over the very pedestrian and, dare I say, 20th century approach to assessments and licensing that the ACMA maintains. Since 2009, the range of consumer technology has become smaller, more versatile and convenient. And yet our paper-based system is cumbersome, labour-intensive and thus costly. Apart from that, it slows access to the bands with the inherent delays. And we have all seen those posts from people waiting for their newly minted call to appear on the database. This has been touted as a transitional point in our nation's history, with much manufacturing giving way to the STEM era of planning, design and development. Our basic tools for this are phones, tablets and computers that use the internet. And as our political leaders espouse this e-this and e-that, we could say it is time for e-assessments and e-lodgements as a more efficient and cost-effective solution. Now, I am aware that we have many people with training and experience in teaching and adult learning. We also have the skilled teachers in the primary and secondary sectors, and now is the time to exercise some thought in putting ideas before the ACMA as to how best to integrate, in a cohesive and effective manner, the benefits of technology to a technological qualification. I would urge people to read the paper, which is only 16 pages. If you say the same feature as I, it is unclear just what status an amateur radio qualification is held to be. It is referred back to the ITU definition, which requires qualifications, but fails to mention the IT definition of the hobby as one of self-training without monetary reward. If you read the threads of the paper, it could be suggested a ticket is a precursor to paid employment. These are not mutually exclusive, but in this country, there's a post-secondary structure which governs many occupational entry points, and should amateur radio be considered as purely a recreation? We have a volunteer system of training and assessment which seems to work well in easing participants along the path to a licence. Mostly, this is done at no cost or bare minimum cost to students, and the big costs become the assessment fees followed by the licence application fees. If we streamline the way the costly parts are conducted, we can achieve savings to candidates too. This is an important area of our recreation. It is an important area to give serious thought to as well. Please, if you can make a considered contribution to this discussion, put together a submission and lodge it. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.